morning, Your Honour.
A very good, very warm welcome to you all, especially to anyone who visits for the first time. Please make yourself known to us by telling myself or any of the other elders after service and by signing the visitor's book located in the church porch. A warm hello to those listening on Tate Ministry at home this week, and hoping that you feel part of the Emmanuel family. There are no extra notices, except I'd like to say that tea and coffee will be served at the end of the day's service. And tickets for the pantomime are also being sold out the back after the service, and also the tradie craft, which Liz Green is doing after the service as well. Next Sunday is a joint partnership service at Christchurch, and for Christian Unity. And there is a little pack, little paper thing, obviously, if you could bear it in mind and try and get there for next Sunday. I've got no other things to say at the moment, but I would like to light a candle and have a few minutes of reflection before the start of the day's service. Thank you.
I should just briefly add to what Mike said about next Sunday morning. The service at Christchurch is at 10 o'clock, and with no service here, we all need to get up half an hour earlier to be at Christchurch at 10 o'clock next Sunday, please. Loving God, may your light shine upon us in our worship and in our lives, and may your light shine upon our world, bringing hope and joy and peace through the birth of the Prince of Peace. Amen.
Thank you.
And now let us come to God in prayer. Loving God, we have come together at the start of another year to worship you. For all you mean to us, receive our praise. We come remembering all you have done for us over the past 12 months, the ways you have guided and taught us, the times you have offered us strength and support, the occasions you have especially surrounded us with your love and your compassion. We come now anticipating the year just started, knowing that you will always be watching over us, working out your purpose in our lives, looking to lead to a deeper understanding of your love. Touch our hearts now as we join in worship, as we make time to dedicate ourselves again to one another, to you, and to your kingdom. Strengthen, inspire, and equip us, and lead us forward in your service. In the name of Christ, amen. Loving God, you guided the wise men to Bethlehem, offering a light for their path. And in faith, they responded, "Forgive us that all too often we fall short of their example." You guide us in so many ways, through the light of your word, the illumination of your Holy Spirit, the fellowship of your church, and the encounter of prayer. Yet so often we either fail to hear or we refuse to see. Father, forgive us. We are too preoccupied with our own small affairs, eyes only for the immediate moment, our vision impeded by trivial concerns, so that we fail to recognize where you are leading us. We believe we know just where we are going, just what we want from life, and exactly how we can get it. And we resist any suggestion that we need to think again. Forgive our pride. Forgive our lack of faith. Forgive our closed minds. Forgive us for ignoring your guidance, for resisting your will, and as a result, so often, walking in darkness. Father, in the name of Christ, forgive us. Amen. And now the prayer that our Lord taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The reading is from Psalm 24, and you can find it on page 513. The earth is the Lord's, and all that is in it, the world, and those who live in it. For he has founded it on the seas, and established it on the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? Those who have clean hands and pure hearts, who do not lift up their souls to what is false, and do not swear deceitfully. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from the God of their salvation. Such is the company of those who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Emmanuel, God with us. We believe in God, robed in splendour, veiled in mystery, ruler alike of darkness and light. We encounter God in Jesus Christ, whose touch brings a blaze of colour to a dull, drab world. Reviving the weary, healing the wounded, dazzling the satisfied, who was tortured and put to death, but whose radiance could not be quenched. We walk with God, guided by the light of God's loving Spirit, who enters the shadowed places of our hearts and leads us into truth and life. We wait for God and for the fulfillment of God's promise, when the darkness will hold no fear and the light will be no longer blind, but creation will be made once more and God's peace will reign forever. Amen.
never again. You never saw such a stupid mess. The government, of course, was to blame. That poor young kid in her shabby dress and the old chap with her seemed such a shame. She had the baby in the backyard shed. Wasn't very nice, but it was the best we could do. Oh, just fancy. A manger for a bed. I ask you, what's the world coming to? We're sorry they had to have it so rough. But we had our troubles too, remember? As if the crowds were not enough, the weather was upside down for December. There was singing everywhere, lights in the sky, and those drunken shepherds neglecting their sheep. Three weird foreigners in full cry. You just couldn't get a good night's sleep. Well, now they've gone, we can all settle down. There's room at the inn, and the streets are so still. And we're back to normal in our own little town that nobody's ever heard of or ever will. And though the world's full of people like those, I think of them sometimes, especially her. And one can't help wondering, though I don't suppose anyone will ever know who they were.
Prayers of intercession for today. Dear Lord, in this new year 2023, we no doubt have many hopes for it. Let our hopes be good ones, and may we use the gifts that you have given us in new ways for the good of others. There are, as always, many situations that need prayer. We ask first of all for peace, your peace, not only between nations, but also in families and communities. And may we be peacemakers. In this time of great economic uncertainty, we pray for great wisdom for all those who make decisions that affect our daily lives. May they be right for the good of all, and especially for the vulnerable. We pray for all our churches that they would be beacons that reflect your light and be a real source of joy and peace to the areas that they serve. We ask that our towns, cities, and villages may find new hope and life this year. And we now think of those that we know who are going through difficult times, be it financially, physically, or spiritually, and bring them before you. In the silence, let us think of them. And finally, we thank you for the many blessings that we have. May we count them and be truly grateful. In your dear Son's name, Amen.
You know we live with you. Behold, I stand. When the night is deep with the sense of Christmas, and expectancy hangs heavy on every breath, behold, I stand at the door and knock. When the floor is knee-deep in discarded wrapping paper, and the new books are open at page one, and the new toys are already broken, behold, I stand at the door and knock. When the family is squashed elbow to elbow round the table, and the furious rush for food is over, and the only word that can describe the feeling is full, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And when Christmas is over, and the television is silent for the first time in 2 days, and who sent which card to whom is forgotten until next year, behold, I stand at the door. And when the nation has finished celebrating, will you open the door of your heart and let me in?
Now we take up our offering for your work in this town and across the world. As the wise men presented their gifts to the Christ child, so we bring our gifts of money to you. Money collected in these plates and money given online or in other ways. We pray that you will use our gifts and us to help bring about your kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
And now we say the words of the grace together.
Grace to our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen.
Eternal Lord, you are our beginning and our end. Bring us with the whole of creation to see your glory, hidden through past ages, but made known in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And now may the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Mary and Joseph, and the peace of the Christ child be ours today and throughout the coming year. And now may the blessing of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.